We could start, Gaurahari?
We can start.
Ashesha bhavadira hirahara pushite prabhuta shata kumba kumba kumbi kumba shushtane pashashtamandahasya chona puna sokya sagare kadakarisya sihamang kripa kataksha bhajanam kadakarisya sihamang kripa kataksha bhajanam. O Shrimati Radharani, you are adorned with all your various deep emotions for Krishna, which shine on your person like a diamond necklace. It's interesting, the emotions, spiritual emotions, are ornaments, a diamond necklace. Your lovely breasts are like twin golden water pots, and the mounts on the head of Jayanandini. Jayanandini is the wife of Indra's elephant carrier Airavati. Displaying your acclaimed mild smile, you are like an ocean overflowing with divine bliss. O Radhika, when, O when will you bestow upon me your merciful glance? O Radhika, when, O when will you bestow upon me your merciful sidelong glance? So here Shrimati Radharani's different physical qualities, starting with her emotions and ending with her blissful smile, are described. And there's a verse which I'm trying to learn since many years, and I would like to read it to you. It's a verse in which Raghunath Das Goswami is telling us how to meditate about Shrimati Radharani. Bhajami Radham Aravinda Netram Smarami Radham Madura Smitasyam Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram Tato Mamanyas Digatir Nakva Kapi. So I worship Radha who has Aravinda Netram. It means lotus-like eyes. And then he remembers Radha for one particular quality which was explained in this verse. A blissful smile. Smarami Radham Madura Smitasyam. I remember Radha who has a sweet smile. Vadami Radham Karuna Bharatram. Vadami means I speak of Radha who is Karuna Bharatram, melted with compassion. Tato mamanyasti gatir nakapi. There's nothing else for me. She is my life and my soul. So about this Shrimati Radharani, we'll read a little bit. You all know that if we look out of this window on a day where there is not so much fog, we will first see, of course, the Shriji Mandir, but behind it Prema Sarova, and then still behind it the meeting place between Radha and Krishna called Sankit. So we will read something about the meeting of Radha and Krishna at Sankit. But before that, we will make a little pause. I must admit to you. Yes?
Yes.
Meeting of Radha and Krishna at Sankit. There is a place in Braj called Sankit. On the day of Kaliya Daman, when the Vrajavasis heard that Krishna had been attacked by Kaliya, everyone went to the Yamuna. While Krishna was dancing on the hood of Kaliya Naga, he saw Radharani surrounded by her sakis. By seeing Radharani, Sri Krishna felt so much bliss and was eager to meet with her, but he could not reveal his inner desire to anyone. Later, his friend Subal asked, "Sakhi, please tell me, what is the real cause of your worry? You look so very worried about something. You have just defeated this huge monster snake, but the snake of anxiety is still in your heart. If you tell me what is wrong, I will immediately try to fix it." Sri Krishna said, "Sakha, I will tell you whatever is in my mind. Please listen carefully. You remember that day when I went to kill Kaliya Naga? I saw many beautiful ladies there, but among them there was a most beautiful girl whose beauty is incomparable and who has so many good qualities. It is her smiling face and her sidelong glances that have stolen my heart and awakened my desire, which previously were in a dormant state. I am not able to control myself. I must meet her." Subal said, "Do not be worried. I will definitely arrange for you to meet with that most beautiful lady who has stolen your mind." At the same time, Radharani heard Krishna's name from Purnamasi and immediately became very eager to meet him. She also became very agitated by hearing the flute of Sri Krishna. On top of this, she also saw in her dream the Syama Sundar form of Krishna on the banks of Yamuna in the forest of Kadamba trees. So she heard the name, she heard the flute of Krishna, and in a dream she saw the Syama Sundar form of Krishna on the banks of the river Yamuna in the forest of the Kadamba trees. She lost all her patience. First she heard these two syllables, Krishna. Then she heard the sound of the flute. Then she saw the beautiful form of Syam Sundar in her dreams. She understood these to be three different persons and she developed love for all three of them. She reached an unimaginable platform of anxiety and could not find any peace in her mind. She could not sleep, even for a moment, due to the strong desire to see that person. Her body had become stunned, and so she was unable to respond when her sakis was speaking with her. She was not able to express the pain of separation from her lover, which was deeper than the depths of millions of oceans. She was crying loudly, and in between sobs she was gasping in deep breath. Sometimes she was fainting and falling on the ground, and sometimes she was talking like a mad person. Seeing this condition of Radharani, her sakis asked her affectionately, "Radhe, why do you have this condition? Our hearts are breaking to see your face." Sri Radharani said, "Sakis, please listen to my words. I am a helpless housewife. My mind has been attracted by three different persons. One mind is running in three different directions. Please tell me, what should I do now? What is the use of my life? It is best to die now." Lalita said, Which are the three persons? And how did they steal your heart?" Radharani replied, "There's one person by the name of Krishna. By the sound of his name, he has entered into my heart, and I'm not able to take him out in any way. Then I have heard the flute of another person. I've become very much attached to that flute vibration, and my mind has become mad after its owner. Then I saw in a dream one person whose bodily color is Shyama, defeating newly formed rain clouds. He was wearing yellow cloth, and a sweet smile played on his pinkish lips. That person on the bank of Yamuna came to embrace me, extending his arms, even denying him again and again, still by force he kissed my lips. The taste of the nectar of his lips has stolen my heart." After hearing everything from Radharani, the most clever Lalita said, "Sakhi, these are not three different persons. He's the same person. That person whose name you have heard as Krishna, from whom you have heard the flute, and whom you saw in your dream, they are the same person. Do not be worried unnecessarily. Be patient." Sri Radharani said, "O Lalita, my life is useless without darshan of that Nagara. Now please tell me how I can meet with him.